Slowly and warily, India and Pakistan are trying to make peace after nearly 60 years of hostility and three wars. Yet it's far from peaceful at their biggest border crossing. Every evening, soldiers from both sides confront one another during a military ceremony watched by crowds. Over the years, the ceremony has become known worldwide. Now, with peace in the offing, the future of that ceremony is in doubt. NPR South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves has just been there and filed this reporter's notebook.
A small man with a large grin is running back and forth. As a Bollywood song blares out, he flourishes a giant Indian flag. The crowd in the spectator stands is delighted. This could almost be a baseball game. Indian women in multicoloured saris begin to dance. Egged on by the master of ceremonies, people start to chant. "Long live Hindustan," they cry. "Salute the motherland." This is Wagha in the northern Indian state of Punjab. We're at the main border crossing to Pakistan. Here, the world's most populous democracy, a land dominated by Hindus, meets a nation founded as a homeland for Muslims. Every evening, as the sun sets over the flat and fertile landscape, there are similar scenes. The Indian crowd grows louder and more feverishly patriotic. Soon we can hear the chants of Pakistanis in the stands on the other side of the border gates, mostly men with skullcaps and beards, assembled just 100 metres away. A shouting match begins. The crowd's made up of tourists who've come to watch the evening flag-lowering parade at Wagha. Every day, amid the shouting, Pakistani and Indian border forces take part in a ceremony as choreographed as a performance of Swan Lake. Like matadors, soldiers in lavish uniforms strut and stamp and glare at one another. They puff out their chests like roosters and kick their legs high in the air. Finally, the gates are closed for the night. Indian officials say they're toning down the Wagha ceremony. After all, India and Pakistan are supposed to be making peace. Some people think the ceremony may one day be scrapped altogether, even though it attracts many thousands of tourists, happy to spend their rupees on the beer, snacks and DVDs showing the ceremony, which are on sale nearby. Yet there's more to all this than chauvinism and rivalry. With the ceremony over, the people on the India side surge towards the now closed gate. For a while, the slogans continue flying across the landscape. But then, bright-eyed and smiling almost bashfully, people begin to wave at the Pakistanis. The Pakistanis wave back. If you think of the history of this landscape, this makes sense. When Pakistan was born after the partition of India and amid terrible communal bloodletting, Punjab was split in two. Families and friends were separated. Those bonds are not forgotten. For all the trumpeting and strutting, there are plenty of people who just want peace. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.